Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
John Solomon is joining us right now.
Hey, guys. Hey, Amanda. John, everyone. How are you? Hi, everyone.
Hey, partner.
Good to be back home. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we have Amanda Head on the phone with us on via Skype, I mean. Do you have any words for Amanda?
Yes, listen, I am the luckiest guy in the world. Every day at 6 o'clock, I get to jump on there with the smartest woman in television. She keeps me honest. She keeps me out of trouble sometimes. And she's taught me how to do television. So I am forever grateful. One of the greatest journalists I've ever worked with in my life. So I feel very lucky. Good. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the great things about RAV is we're in touch with the audience on the ground more than
that's
any
true.
Network in the country, including the other big ones that you see on
true.
TV that have a conservative, pundits on there and stuff. Because we send crews out at all the Trump rallies, CPAC, Turning Point, multiple crews, talk to the people on the ground. Right, John?
It is. And listen, there's no better way. I'm trapped in the Beltway, and it's a fake world. It's like Hollywood, right? There's nothing. What you see is really what's happening. You get out in the real world, you find out the disconnect that exists when you're in Washington and people are thinking about, well, we need these things, and Washington's talking about something over here. There's nothing like what Real America's Voice has done in television. All the networks now, they have their New York, Hollywood, and Washington power centers. Real America's Voice, the power center, is true America, right in the heart of America, and I think that's the game changer for television today.
What do you think, Amanda?
And, you know, for Real America's Voice and the coverage that they provide at the Trump rallies, that was my beat for the entire 2020 election. And getting out in the field and talking to people from every walk of life, people, like John said, you know, these are people who every day they are having to pay their taxes. They're having to cross off items on their grocery list and unfortunately now decide whether to not cross items off their grocery list. These are the people who are raising their children and trying to raise humans who are going to contribute to this country and love this country and thrive in this country. And I think that that's lost on a lot of people in Washington. I don't think that those things, you know, our founding fathers, David, you were talking about how much I love history. Our founding fathers created the ultimate weight and responsibility and decisions of our governing bodies to be with the state and local governments because they wanted people to be neighbors. They wanted people to go to church with those who were legislating. They didn't want them to be this far off body in Washington who didn't have their finger on the pulse of America. And we've moved so far away from that and away from a place where elected leaders are connecting with their constituents. But I think, you know, I've seen some really positive changes in this class of Congress, what are you up to, 118th Congress, with Kevin McCarthy at the helm. John knows I was very skeptical of his leadership as Speaker, but he has done some really, really great things. And obviously he's one of our elected leaders here in California, and I've seen some really positive changes, especially with this freshman class of Republicans moving into their position there on Capitol Hill. I think that we are starting to see a little bit of glimmer of hope as far as our elected bodies in Washington listening to the people, because I think some of the priorities you're seeing that Kevin McCarthy and James Comer and Jim Jordan and all of the leaders on Capitol Hill within the Republican caucus, the priorities that they have for the first time in a long time, I feel like very, very closely reflect the priorities of the people who voted for them.
It reminds me of the 104th Congress a little.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of similarities. In fact, Kevin McCarthy is a protege of Newt Gingrich, right? Newt Gingrich really trained him. And when people were saying last year, we're not going to trust Kevin McCarthy, a rhino, we're all going to be disappointed, Newt Gingrich said, he's going to surprise you. You're going to watch what he does. And those 15 hours of craziness on television where they were trying to pick the speaker, you saw him work in a way he realized that he had to make a deal with the other side of the party, something that the rhinos were unwilling to do for the last 20 years. And I think that's why the Republican Party has been so wayward. They weren't willing to, they put party over principle. They put party over country. And I think that the Freedom Caucus particularly said, we're standing for country now.
I think without them, we could have been looking at a little bit of a weaker situation.
Oh, right? No doubt. They changed the course of history. There's no doubt about it. And you see it now. We're only in May. Two-thirds of the Commitment to America already passed. And for the first time in 20 years, when a debt ceiling's been involved, the Republicans are on offense. They actually got their plan first, and now Joe Biden has to negotiate against it. Republicans would usually wait to the last minute and just fold their cards every time with Barack Obama. This time, they're in the leadership position, even on the debt crisis. So a very big change in dynamics.
So, Amanda, we have about a minute left, and then we're going to go to our next segment. Any closing words about tonight, John, going forward?
I'll go first. Yeah, you know, going back to what I was saying about this glimmer of hope, I think that people, when they witnessed those 15 hours on the floor of Congress when they were deciding speaker, and we see this discord happening across America, just keep in mind that that's how it's supposed to be. Our founding fathers left a number of items on the agenda that were still up for debate. Obviously, slavery is the top one, and they didn't want to put a very precarious nation that was just starting to congeal in a position where they had to make such a pivotal decision. But conversation and debate is literally woven into the fabric of our country. There's an amazing book called Founding Brothers by Joseph Ellis, and that's one of the key tenets he talks about, is that debate and discord and conversation, that is woven into the fabric of our country. So the more conversations we can have with people on the other side, the more debate we can have, the better.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you, Amanda Head from News Not Noise, John Solomon's co-host. Everyone, give her a round of applause.
Yeah. Go, Amanda.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. And John, before we get to the next segment, sure. Everybody in the audience, you know John is an award-winning journalist, author, digital media entrepreneur. He was the chief executive officer, of Just the News, and you're the editor, which is an incredible news organization that he put together from scratch. I've watched it grow in just a couple of years, right?
It's been fun.
Pretty incredible. Also, you were the editor-in-chief of the Washington Times.
I was.
And you've been with the Associated Press and all these great news organizations, and have been bringing us the truth and so much integrity. So when we come back, we're going to spend the next 40 minutes or so with John, talk about the hot issues. We're going to solve all the world's problems and give him a big round of applause.
Great to be here.
And we'll be right back with more from the America First Warehouse.
Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family.
We're joined by John Solomon, who's a giant in the journalism business. And I feel Rav is this beacon, this shining light in a sea of dishonest media. Pulitzer Prizes being given to the New York Times for the Russiagate and the WAPO, and it's all fake, right?
It is. A lot of the news is fake today, there's no doubt.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I just wanted to get into a little bit about you, the man behind Just the News. How did you get your start? What was it like growing up? And was there anything in your childhood that really stood out that put you in this path?
Yeah, I mentioned my dad during the commercial break. My dad grew up without his father. His father died when he was three, and he really raised himself in the bootstraps, and he made himself into an officer. He rose eventually to be a police chief in neighboring Connecticut around here. And I saw his commitment to public service. I remember one time I was driving on the highway one day, and a woman was stopped over the side of the road, and he pulled his police cruiser up. He was taking me to school, and he said, "Kid, get out and change a tire." And I went out, we changed a tire, and he made sure that the woman was safe. And he said, "That's what you do every day. You got to go out and make a difference. If you don't do something like that, you're not really serving the public." And so I said, "Hey, Dad, I know everyone else in our family is a police officer. I want to be a journalist." He gave me a really horrified look for a second, but he realized that, you know, if you could tell stories that other people couldn't get, just like if he could solve crimes that he would do as a detective and as a police chief, you can make a difference in the world. So if you're going to go do it, just make a difference in the world. Be the person that tells a morsel of truth every day that can make this country a little bit better, your community a little bit better. And that's what really motivated me. I went to school. I was a 17-year-old kid because my father was a cop. I had to pay my way through school. He didn't have a salary to cover college education. And so I landed a job at UPI in the fall of 1984. My job was to put in 300 football scores a day, and was coming through on the 1984 reelection campaign. And the reporter who was supposed to cover him on the ground got stuck in traffic. And the old wire editor looked over to me and said, "Do you got a social security card?" "Yep." "Do you have a tie?" "Yep." "You're going to cover Ronald Reagan tonight." And I covered this event with Ronald Reagan at Mater's Restaurant in Milwaukee, as I remember. And that was my start. I got the bug, and I never looked back. I wanted to be a reporter. I wanted to cover news. And ironically, a 17-year-old covering Ronald Reagan was way outside my skill level. But I did it, and 35 years later, I'm still doing what I love most, which is just to write stories and tell the truth to the American people. So very, very lucky. Very lucky.
There was a sea change in American thought when the hostages were released.
It was.
When Reagan took
no
office.
Doubt.
Right?
Yeah, they got to see what peace through strength looked like, and the difference between peace, the failure of peace through capitulation, and what peace through strength looks like. And I think now with Joe Biden, they look back at Donald Trump and they say, "Well, I know what peace through strength looks like, and I see what peace through appeasement looks like right now."
Mentorship. I had great mentors. My mother, made it on her own as a single woman in business.
Absolutely. Good job.
Buzz Schwenk, the former Republican leader in Suffolk, delivered Nixon by 81,000 votes. He was my mentor.
Wow.
As a young man, incredible man.
Yeah.
Who were some of yours?
I grew up, I was 17 years old at UPI. When I was 19, I was hired by the Associated Press. And by the age of 21, I was moved to Washington, D.C. And all along, there were these amazing people that would teach me the basics, which is it's more important to be right than to be first. It's more important to be neutral than to be provocative. And so those lessons were carried on. When I got to Washington, D.C., there was a giant of a journalist. His name was Walter Mears. He just died a few months ago. There's books written about him, Boys on the Bus, the story of the 76 campaign. Is based on his great leadership as a reporter. I asked him, "Walter, what's the key to a great reporter?" And he said, "Well, I look at their souls." And I thought, that's the most esoteric work things. No kid, not their soles. The soles are their shoes. If they're worn out, they're a good reporter. If they're not, I'm not hiring them. And I realize that every day we have to get on the street, like Real America Voice says. You don't get stories by sitting behind a Twitter feed. You get stories by getting out and talking to real people, whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, people who knew the truth about Anthony Fauci. And that anecdote that day has stuck with me, which is if my shoes aren't worn, I'm not doing a good job as a journalist. So a big thank you to Walter Mayer for my. The other thing he always used to say is don't rest on your last story. You're only as good as your next story. And so you never stop the pursuit for truth. Every day you want to get out. And, you know, I'm a CEO, but I still enjoy reporting more than anything else.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not a journalist per se. I have a conservative pundit side to me, and I'm in business for 35 years at a progressive, leftist, communistic, socialistic, paramilitary, technocratic state of New York. You know, I have observations, and now I'm on the road with RAV for all these years, hearing the same story everywhere you go. I can't keep my restaurant open and this and that. But you have a lot of journalistic integrity. So how hard is it to, you know, ride that line and get your reporters to, you know, because I think Just the News is just right on point all the time.
Thank you.
And you never say anything that's not true.
Yeah.
And I really respect that.
Well, thank you. Listen, we're never perfect. Journalism is a thank you. And I'll bring all that back to the great people I work with. I'm very lucky. The newsroom of people I work with are just wonderful people. And we're a family. We work day and night together. And they're a great group. Truth matters. In the last 8 years, it hasn't mattered to most of my profession. There are days when I sometimes don't even want to call myself a journalist because I don't believe the state of journalism today is what I got into 30 years ago. People are more concerned about the outcome and the agenda than the facts and the truth. And there has this growing belief among my profession that we're smarter than the rest of the American people, and that makes us dumber. We actually are wrong about that. The American people can't be fooled. They haven't been fooled. They might get fooled for a few months, like what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop, where someone was able to pull off a ruse, or the first few months of Russia collusion. But over time, Americans perceive and they get facts and they make up their mind, and no amount of chicanery in Washington or in the elitist media will change that. I think the greatest failure of my profession now is three things. They're not interested in facts, they're not interested in neutrality, and they're not interested in going open-minded into a story. They already have their story in mind, and then they try to fit the facts into that story to get whatever outcome that they're trying to achieve. That wasn't journalism of the past. That wasn't the Walter Cronkite or the people we invited into our rooms every night at 6 o'clock on television. But the profession's been corrupted, and the only way to fix it now is to create a competitor to it, to literally go back to the future, do old-fashioned journalism in the modern era.
And I wouldn't mind if, I think as long as you're honest about where you're coming from, what's your experiences in life that brought you there, instead of pushing an agenda for a corporate, for board of directors, or, you know, now this undercover video from James O'Keefe where the Fox News producer is saying that Tucker was fired for his, you know, by corporate and Dominion interest. And, you know, I think as long as people are honest about where they're coming from, if they're going to go that route, it's not as bad, right, as...
Yeah, listen, CNN. Transparency is the best solution for so much in our country. The more we're transparent, the more people can make an informed decision. Today's elitists, whether in government, in politics, or in media, they're afraid to let you see what really is. They're afraid to let you make up their mind. They saw what happened in the 2016 election, and it threatened their whole franchise in Washington and New York and Hollywood. And so they tried to keep from you the facts that you need to make to be an informed public. That's not what our founding fathers intended. And it's certainly not what we at Just the News want to do. We trust our readers. We have a dig-in tool, and everything that's in our reporter's notebook, you can see. You can go in and look at every document, every audio, every video, every research link that we did. I defy you to go to the New York Times and find that. They don't want you to see what they saw. They want you to take their word for it. I think that's arrogant, and we won't do that at Just the News.
The Republicans in the New York State Legislature joke that Albany, they call it the Politburo, because it's so far gone. It's like a guerrilla leftist movement. It's really crazy what they're doing, letting the criminals roam the streets and everything. Have we lost our republic, and have we descended into a Marxist-style banana republic takeover? Is it here?
You know, First off, a lot of New York is in Florida now. That tells you something, right? People voted with their feet. They voted with their conscience. They moved out of this state and they went to a freer state because New York maybe used to be that way a long time ago, but it's not now. There is an extraordinary pull towards the left, an extraordinary pull towards modern day European socialism in this country. It's not here permanently yet. And I've always looked, if you look at the history of America, every time there's been a tug away from the American experience, the gravity of our constitutional republic tends to pull us back to the middle. 2024 will tell us whether that cycle repeats itself, whether we pull ourselves back to the middle to common sense, or whether a minority in the left party pulls this entire country into a disastrous future. 2024, we say every election is important. 2024 is a future deciding election. The next 50 years of American history are going to be written by the votes that are cast that day in November of 2024.
Ronald Reagan said we're only one generation away from losing our democracy.
Right.
Is that this generation that's being destroyed in the schools? We have a minute.
Yeah, listen, the left won the battle. The left won the battle of 2020 in 2002, 2003, when they were training your children and your grandchildren. The effort to infuse the minds of two young generations of Americans to a leftist ideology is why we find ourselves now. So taking back schools is the first part of taking back the country.
Yeah, I'm really worried. There is pushback, though. I went to South Carolina recently to cover Trump. 3,000 Moms for Liberty got into the school systems. Save our schools. There is a big vote. New Hampshire, parental rights bill is the biggest thing pending outside of expanding tax credits to send your kid to a school that's not being brainwashed, right?
That's right.
So the very important. When we come back, we're going to talk more about other issues, your recent headlines, because John Solomon has broken stories just over the last couple of weeks that are just amazing.
Couple of weeks, yeah.
And, you know, fortunately, our audience is, I feel, very educated on what's going on. And, you know, once you're enlightened, you can't go back. How do you wake up the other half of America?
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that when we come back. And I want to thank everybody in the live studio audience for joining us.
Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order.
We have an evening with John Solomon here from Just the News, the CEO and editor, and we've got this incredible live crowd. Say hello, everybody, again.
All right. Look at that.
So nobody's been on the forefront of telling the truth, except for a few people, I believe. You know, you're watching the MSM every night, and then some of the networks who people felt were on their side are afraid to say things and air things that may be vindicate how people have felt over the last few years. So especially the setup job by Hillary starting in 2015, where Biden sat in those meetings, right?
He did. We now know he sat one in August. We knew he sat one in early January 2017 before they were handing off. But August of 2016, he's read in that Hillary Clinton is going to pull a dirty trick on Donald Trump and hang a Russian signal on the Trump campaign house. And he stays silent for 7 years. He may not remember it now, but back then he would have been read in pretty well. So,
yeah, really extraordinary. Rudy Giuliani on the War Room today was talking about how he really only learned a handful of new things in the Durham report.
That's right.
And he's saying, why didn't they take a RICO suit against what the left was doing to Donald Trump back in, because they had most of this evidence since, say, as early as April 2020, right?
Oh, easily. Yeah, I think a lot of it they knew even going back into by December of 2019. It's a shame that we learned about the 2016 election's finality in 2023. It doesn't seem fair.
Right. Greg Jarrett warned that Barr was not the right pick while he was being, chosen.
Yeah.
Was he right?
Well, listen, I try not to have any opinions, but I'll try to explain his side and also who Bill Barr is. Bill Barr is a very conservative lawyer, but he's an institutionalist. He still believes that the Justice Department and the FBI are noble institutions. They can only be noble if the people working for them and leading them are noble. And what you now see in the John Durham report is the people who led the FBI and the Justice Department in 16, 17, 18, and 19. By the way, people that Donald Trump appointed were not noble. They actually knew they were conducting an investigation without a crime, without evidence of a crime, and they persisted and allowed it to happen. They were willing to violate the civil liberties of an American citizen named Carter Page without any reservation.
Whose life was turned upside down.
He was.
Along with Papadopoulos and everybody else. And we know that was a setup, right?
For the last 6-7 years, we've had the mainstream media and our establishment bureaucrats tell us spies are interfering in our elections. Spies are interfering in our elections. Spies are interfering in our election. It's true. But they weren't Russian spies. They weren't Iranian spies. They weren't North Korean spies. They weren't Chinese spies. They were American spies putting their thumb and the credentials that we gave them as intelligence experts on the scale of an American election. Two consecutive elections significantly impacted by American spies using the tactics of disinformation and propaganda that we taught them to fight our enemies, and instead they turned it against the American people.
How does Adam Schiff stand up there and continue to say that they were telling the truth? Does he have any credibility on that?
No, people in California will still believe him, but that's California, right? And he's running for Senate in California. So Adam Schiff is the modern-day Joe McCarthy. Maybe that's even being unfair to Joe McCarthy a little bit. He has been willing to say anything regardless of the facts. He sat in the exact same briefings as Devin Nunes, and yet he went on TV for 4 years and said, there's evidence of collusion. I've seen what he saw was a political opportunity to smear Donald Trump and to deceive the American people. For that, he's been kicked off the Intelligence Committee. That's a very small in California, and he'll wear it as a badge of honor. But the tactics of Adam Schiff are the most dangerous threat to Americans. We've always assumed that the intelligence community would stay apolitical. That's key to the constitutional republic. The FBI would stay apolitical. Adam Schiff has pushed the CIA, the FBI, and the intelligence community to be more political, to achieve a political end. And in so doing, he puts a grave part of our security system at risk now.
the CIA, the middle letters of the word appreciate or CIA. It used to be that way, right?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore.
Yeah. I want to say one thing about that. The vast majority of people in the FBI and CIA are still patriots. I really want to defend them. I was able to do the reporting and break the stories that I broke over the last 7 years because people in the dead of night, in the Saturdays and Sundays, would come meet me, people who wore the badge, people who wore the honor of the CIA seal, and tell me, John, what's going on in this country is wrong. What's happening in my own agency? I want to out it. The guy at the IRS that's putting his whole career on the line right now to out the Hunter Biden shenanigans. So there are the vast majority of people in the United States government today still believe in the republic and the goodness of this country. There's a small number at the top that have hijacked the entire government. And unless we throw them out, unless we shrink the size of government and throw them out, they're going to win long term.
Yeah, I have people close to me that helped solve many terrorist attacks in the United States and in the JTTF. So I think you're right about that. But
yeah.
The leadership's gone awry. And 90% of the donations went to Hillary Clinton and DOJ, in 2016 from government, you know, and DOJ. But I wanted to segue right into 9/11. I lost one of my best friends. My whole family has lost so many countless people. My sister lost 81 clients. You know, it was a terrible day. And I was a little mixed on the Patriot Act, and which reinvoked the FISA courts from the 70s.
That's right.
Right? And now, James Comey went for four warrants in front of the FISA court with four unverified documents, and that's how they predicated.
Yeah, he got fired before the fourth one, so he didn't get sub credit for the first three. Andy McCabe did the fourth one, his sidekick. Listen, they signed and said it was verified. Now they say they never looked at it. They lied to a court when they said they verified it, that they had read it themselves. There was nothing in the FISA warrant that actually was substantiated.
Will there
to
be
this
any
day?
Repercussions?
None. But listen, the big repercussion is maybe Kevin McCarthy in the House as part of a budget that's passed in September for the fiscal year 2024 can put a rider in there saying any one of the 51 people who signed the letter lying to the American people in 2020, anyone who had anything to do with the FISA warrants, they may not get their pension, they may not get any future federal contracts, they may never get a salary. If they want to work for the government going forward, they'll have to work for $0. They could do that, and there could be some financial penalty there for people who live off the government as contractors after they leave their job. But for the vast majority of them, the shame that was thrust upon them by the Durham report doesn't mean anything to them. They're actually very proud of what they did.
Yeah, we had Kash Patel up on the stage here last year, and he said the same thing. You got to hit them in the pocketbook, and maybe they don't get a new Learjet or furniture and stuff like that too for these agencies, unless they because they don't understand maybe anything else.
That's right. At the event I covered as a 17-year-old with Ronald Reagan, Reagan uttered the line: "Government isn't the solution; it's the problem." And yet, for the last 20 years, when Republicans have either been in charge of Congress or the White House, they've continued to grow will and a steel in the Republican Party. I haven't seen in a long time, at least in the House. I'm not so sure about the Senate.
Yeah.
But there's a moment to actually achieve what Ronald Reagan promised to do, which was to shrink the size of government.
One thing that concerns me is there's been over 40,000 FISA warrants since 9/11 issued.
Yes.
How many innocent Americans were railroaded? Maybe that should be a story in just the news one day.
It's a great question. We've done a lot of work on that. You know, a year after the IG report came out saying that the Russia collusion FISA warrants were all bogus and bad, and some had literally felonious information in there, things that sent the man to be convicted, there was another audit done of just everyday FISA warrants, and like 7/8 of them were found to be deficient. So even after Chris Wray said he fixed the problem, there were FISA warrants. The vast majority of FISA warrants that were sampled by the Justice Department Inspector General were found to still be unlawful or deficient, not meeting the standards. So it isn't fixed. It's not fixed.
And have they used the Patriot Act to weaponize the pro-life movement and other things, right? Maybe?
It's a little bit harder there, right? Because a lot of the Patriot Act deals with foreign terrorism. And but listen, the term domestic terrorism is being applied to anyone who doesn't agree with the current elitist government. And that is a dangerous thing. That's exactly what our founding fathers feared of a large central government. Maybe a lot of the tools of the Patriot Act aren't being used against them because they usually require a federal court's involvement here. But the tactics, just think of how many times in the last 2 years the Federal Bureau of Investigation sent out its SWAT teams to arrest someone for a misdemeanor crime. That is outrageous. We're supposed to reserve SWAT teams for the most dangerous criminals in America. Now it's abortion protesters, and people who walked into the Capitol and their lone crime that they've been charged with is trespassing. And we deployed a SWAT team at 6 a.m. in the morning with Bearcats and hand grenades and flashbangs. That's not the America that our founding fathers imagined.
But you're right. FISA was, you know, geared to track communications coming in and out of the country originally.
Yeah.
So you're right about that. But, you know, is Patriot Act being stretched to go after good Americans?
There's a real litmus test for people who are conservative. At the end of this year, key provisions of the Patriot Act expire, particularly Section 702, which Edward Snowden famously made famous by calling it warrantless spying, which it is. It is warrantless spying. Republicans have a choice. They can approve it. They can modify it. They can get rid of it. If they just rubber stamp it again, like Paul Ryan did in 2017, here's the most amazing thing. In 2017, Paul Ryan and the House Intelligence Committee were already read in to the abuses that had occurred in Russia collusion, abuses that were predominantly carried out by using the Patriot Act. That was a Patriot Act case, a foreign intelligence case, and yet they rubber stamped those powers for another 5 years. If they do it again, they haven't been true to their word.
Yeah, pretty incredible. So when we come back, we're going to get into the Hunter Biden tax probe, the border, the new Florida abortion bill, and Trump weighing in on it. So we have a lot more coming to you for our live audience and everybody across the country watching us in Real America's Voice News. Welcome to the Raff family. We're here with an evening with John Solomon, the editor and CEO of Just the News. And we'll be right back with more. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.
What do you think of the America First Warehouse?
The first thing I thought is, boy, would I love to have one of these in Washington, D.C. You would drive the Washington, D.C. establishment crazy. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. The expression of patriotism that's here, the patriots in the crowd. We need more of these all across America.
You
we
know,
really do.
We're all over the country, on the ground. I was just in Iowa, New Hampshire in the last week, and people turn on RAV in the morning. They don't turn it off until
it's
they
amazing,
go to sleep.
Isn't it?
My in-laws are maniacs with it, and, you know, these people are an educated crowd.
It's
and
true.
They know what's going on.
They do.
And in New York, we're getting hit in the pocketbook harder than anybody, probably except California. And we're tired of being told we're the bad people for being the good people, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, not to pontificate, but that's how we feel. And, you know, where nobody represents the guys who opens the gates for his crews every morning, that's for sure. The Hunter Biden tax probe.
Yeah.
An IRS whistleblower, one of your exclusive stories that you broke, right?
Yeah.
Was retaliated against. Can you tell us about that whole thing?
Yeah. A few weeks after the IRS commissioner looked at Congress in the eye and said, there will be no reprisal, there will be no retaliation. Not only was the agent, supervisory agent, but his entire team was kicked off the Hunter Biden case at the most critical point in the case right now, because they're trying to make a charging decision in the next couple of weeks, and all the institutional knowledge that the IRS gained from its investigation is out the door as part of a political reprisal, according to his lawyers. Congress is upset. You're going to see the IRS commissioner, maybe the attorney general, called before Congress in the next few weeks and some tough questions asked. I think what's going on behind the scenes is they're trying to get the best possible deal for Hunter Biden, and you can't have the people who knew the crimes best looking over that, so they've kicked them out of the room so they can't be in the room. Just another example of the daily shenanigans that go on inside our government.
Yeah, I think that this is going to continue on, and we know Lois Lerner met 120 times or so with Obama,
sure,
targeting conservative groups.
Yep.
Do you think them dismantling this investigative team was political?
It had to be. Listen, there is a decision that's made, and listen, whether it's political or not, it's illegal, right? The statute is clear. Once a whistleblower makes a protected disclosure to Congress or to the agencies, and by the way, he did it both. He did it.
And the IRS contradicted itself, didn't they say that they would not interfere in any investigation?
Here's my guess of how this will play out. The IRS Justice Department and the Justice Department will say, well, he's not our whistleblower, and they'll go around in a circle until the media get tired of it. It's exactly what happens to people who have the courage to come forward. It's why so many people that came forward to me would never go through the official whistleblower channels. They'd meet in a park at night somewhere in dark where they couldn't be seen, because they didn't believe that going through the official whistleblower channels would actually result in change. It would just result in the end of their career. There's a second whistleblower. I just broke the story yesterday.
Right.
An FBI whistleblower. His job was to find open intelligence that was a threat to the government. He found open intelligence where someone was legitimately raising a question about whether Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress about January 6th and not having informants in the Proud Boys, which now looks to be inaccurate. He denied there was, or he suggested there wasn't, maybe an outright denial. All he did was his job. He forwarded the open intelligence. Hey, there's open intelligence calling into question Chris Wray's testimony. He has had his security clearance taken away from him. This is a murder. Marine who served two tours of combat duty and was the employee of the year for the FBI just 4 years ago. He now doesn't get a paycheck for the last year. He's been denied a paycheck for an entire year simply for passing on what his job required him to pass on. You can't challenge the people in leadership right now. The only action is punishment.
Didn't the FBI set something up where if you want to be a whistleblower, you can't go directly to Congress? You got to go to them first and they'll decide whether it's worthy.
They tried that. Yeah, right? But Chuck Grassley stopped that, and they passed a law that kept that from happening. But here's what they do. All right, we're not going to retaliate against you. We just have questions about your allegiance to your country, so we're going to go back through your security clearance. Security clearance is the new reprisal thing, because it's not defined by the statute. And if you give a bureaucrat even a quarter of an inch, they'll find a way to make a yard of end runs around it. The security clearance, what they do is they starve a person. If you don't have a security clearance, an FBI agent, you can't work cases. If you can't work cases, they don't have to pay you. So they just wait until you now resign, because you can no longer afford to pay your kids' food bill and your school bill.
Or take early retirement.
And most of them are not anywhere near retirement. That is the shameful thing that's going on in the FBI right now.
Interesting. Let's talk about the border. Our very own Ben Burquam has, last night, we aired something where, he's on the border and he finds passports from Ghana, from all these countries, and Guinea, in Africa.
Yep.
And then one from Iran, piles of passports left because they dropped them before they crossed the border, right?
They do. And listen, any hostile power that wanted to get their assets in the country, a sleeper cell or something worse, they're in the country. Just think of this. These are real statistics that were provided to us by the Border Patrol Union. At the end of the Trump presidency, anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people crossed the border day. That was near an all-time low. It doubled almost instantly the second Joe Biden got into office. It's at 10,000 a day right now. an all-time high by a mile. Here's how this works. At 2,000 to 3,000 people a day, 90% of the Border Patrol in position to protect the border. When it gets to 5,000, it goes down to 50%. At 10,000, which it is now, it's 30%. It's projected in a few months to get to 16,000 illegal crossers a day. At that point, only 10% of our border will be protected. We will have the most open border in the Western world, the least protected border in the Western world.
Yeah, and the sheriffs down there are really upset about it. And, you know, you can't protect our ports of entry if you're changing diapers, right?
That's
and
right.
doing other things. So
they become a concierge service. That's what they become.
A full-scale invasion going on, in my opinion. So DeSantis probably made a smart political move, along with 24 other Republican governors.
Yes.
In just the news, you had that, I think, today or yesterday, committing to help Texas defend its border. But DeSantis allocated a lot of resources and manpower. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, listen, he has been helpful to Texas from the moment that Governor Abbott said, hey, I'm going to just put my own people on the border. I'll fill in the gap that the federal government has abandoned. And, of course, over time, it becomes expensive. You wear down manpower. The threat is far greater than when Governor Abbott first started the Lone Star Project to protect the state. So multiple governors, Ron DeSantis chief among them, has given the most assets. I'm going to send law enforcement. I'm going to send State Guard over. I'm going to help you defend your border, because if we stop them there, they might not reach Florida. It's a very novel idea, novel argument. 23 other governors are also chipping in, all the way up to North Dakota and South Dakota.
Yeah.
So I think in a lot of ways, if you go back to the founding days of our country, this is exactly what our founding fathers thought, that states' rights and federalism would step into the gap if a big federal government failed. And you're seeing 24 courageous governors do that right now.
Nobody's protected the border more than Donald Trump in our history,
the southern border. Yeah.
And, you know, he threatened the president of Mexico with a 25% tariff on car parts and car manufacturing.
And he meant it.
And it worked, right?
Yeah.
We closed the border 86%. And I was just up in New Hampshire, and they led the country per capita in heroin overdoses. But now what's going on is the fentanyl's coming through.
Oh, yeah.
But it's synthetic opioids, and it's crystal meth. And in Manchester, New Hampshire, out of a population of 110,000 people, they have 700 overdoses per month, which is 10% of the population almost has overdoses in the city of Manchester.
It's unreal. Sinful.
Yeah. So you had a story that the cartels know there's so much media attention that they're going to wait for it to ebb a little, and then they're going to ramp up their activity.
By the way, Joe Biden knew that. That's why he's bragging. Look, it's going down now. There is no crisis. The conservatives have all made it up. They knew the cartels were going to pull down. But the cartel, listen, the cartels are businesses. They have an advertising and marketing department, practically. And they knew that this was a moment that all the media would be down there. Let's back off when the media leaves the border in a couple of weeks because they lose interest. We'll bowl it over with 20, 25,000 people a day. And Joe Biden knew that. He took advantage of that for politics, something he's done every step of his presidency. There is something that I think we lose. We're engaged in a chemical warfare moment, and fentanyl is a chemical warfare component. It is a weapon of mass destruction, and it isn't the cartels that it starts with. It starts with China. China makes all the precursors and ships them to the cartels in Mexico, and then they manufacture it and they send it across our border. This is part of China's problem, strategy to unseat America. Poison your children on social media, TikTok. Poison your children with chemicals, fentanyl. China is the starting point.
In Watertown, New York, you know, had stuff presented to Trump, you know, which he recognized for them. And so extraordinary. So our heart goes out to them. They lost two sons in a year due to drugs. So
in every community in America now, this is happening. And you know, the media wants to call it an overdose. Most of these are poisonings. There are people that haven't even tried drugs. Babies that pick up a pill on the floor and they're instantly killed before they can get a shot to save them. This is an epic crisis, and there is zero words coming out of this administration to address
more
it.
More people die every year here than the Vietnam and Korean Wars combined from it.
So 110,000 last year. It's unbelievable.
Pretty incredible. All right. We have about 45 seconds a minute. I'll let you give the closing statement about what do you think is going to happen going forward.
Listen, I think all of the chips for the next 10, 20 years of our future rest on the next election. And the one big change from the last two elections, Joe Biden can't claim the Hunter Biden laptop is disinformation. He can't hide in his basement. There won't be a pandemic. And Republicans are going to do the early voting game for the first time. They did a little bit in New York. That's why they were so successful. A Republican early voting campaign probably tips the election nationwide back to the Republicans. They already win Election Day by a large amount, but they've been starting 200,000 under the hole. If they do that, I think 2024 could be a very red year in the election.
Just the News, the most important news outlet in the United States. Go to justthenews.com and get on a subscribership for his daily updates. It's really extraordinary. We want to thank John Solomon for telling the truth and our live studio audience.
Thank you, everybody. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.